This afternoon, I'd like to offer some instructions on continuity of practice. So practice not just during the formal sitting and walking periods, but continuity of practice throughout the day. There aren't really any transitions in life or in our practice. There's just this and this and this and this, ongoing, one moment after the next. So bringing a mindful awareness into noticing, for instance, if you're rushing to get to, if you're hurrying to finish so that you can, whatever, can, dot, dot, dot. Notice the quality of your mind in relationship to whatever it is you're engaged in. Are you acting out of aversion? Some degree of aversion, some permutation of aversion. Are you acting out of the wanting mind? Really take your time. You have all the time you need. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, in the breadth of our human experience that's not worthy of mindful attention, that's not part of our practice. So continuity of practice throughout the day. And tomorrow morning, even beginning when you first wake up in the morning. Really notice, again, really take your time. How is the body right now? What's the quality of the mind, the heart, right now? And as the day goes on, moment to moment, and bringing this awareness in when you're getting ready for bed and then getting into bed for the night. Or maybe for a nap during the day. Anything that happens, ordinary occurrences, unusual occurrences, just stay mindful. And you'll forget, and the mind will wander off and space out, and then at some point you'll notice and come back and just simply begin again. There's a Native American Hopi saying or instruction, we could say, as the world speeds up, you have to slow down. And from Thailand, another saying or instruction, life is so short, we have to move very slowly, kind of the opposite of our cultural conditioning of life is so short, we have to move faster and faster and faster and faster. Life is so short, we have to move very slowly. So take your time. Give your life your full attention. And as Rumi said in a very brief poem I read, seems like months ago, but I think it was only a few days ago, put your shoes on upside down. Taste your life. Put your shoes on upside down.